Somebody who has thorns growing among his vine. Rabbi Yezer Omer Kidit. Rabbi Yezer says the vine become other by now. This is Klayim Bekarim. And since there are places where thorns are cultivated, such as in Arvaya and Arabia, so therefore, Kotim is considered a type of produce that would be Klayim Bekarim. The Chacham Maimrim Lokidesh Elodaber Shekamo Makan. The Chacham say, any type of produce which is not normally cultivated would not be Makadis Bekarim, it would not be Klayim Bekarim, and the vines would not be Usher Bana. Thorns are not normally cultivated. Only in Arvaya, in Arabia, do they cultivate thorns to feed it to their camels. So therefore, in Arabia, the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Eliezer that if you have thorns growing among your vines, the vines would be Usher. But in other places where thorns are not normally cultivated, thorns that are growing in your vineyard would not be Klayim Bekarim, and the vines would not be Usher. Eris Va'akisom V'Shoshanas HaMelech. The Komines Ram Ainun Klayim Bekarim. Iris and ivy and the king's lily, a certain type of lily, and all other types of seeds that are not edible. There is no Isser of Klayim Bekarim. You can go ahead and plant these things among your vineyard. As Minat Torah, only grain and vegetables is Klayim Bekarim. Other types of produce you are allowed to plant among the vineyard. But the Rabbanan do offer other types of Zram, other types of produce besides grain and vegetables to plant them among your vineyard. But these types of produce, which are not edible, even with a rabbana would be mutter, and you can go ahead and plant it among the vine. Hakamvitz, Rabbi Tarfon Omer ain't a client, but Hakam Omer and client. Hemp, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is not client Bekarim, you can plant it in your vineyard. And the Chachamim say it is client Bekarim, you're not allowed to plant it among the vine. But Hakinriz, client Bekarim, artichoke is client Bekarim. Kinriz is a darter that the Torah is referring to when the Torah says, Kos bedarter, tatmiach lach, and it would be usher, Misham Klein, Bekarim. You're not allowed to plant it among the vines.
What type of orange has the status of a vineyard? You can't plant any other type of produce within 4 amos. And orange are vines that are supported by poles that are called a trellis. Now, we said previously that vines that have the status of a vineyard, you cannot plant any produce within 4 amos of the vine. As the avodas hakerem is 4 amos, the amount of space that is needed to work on the kerem is 4 amos. As opposed to individual vines that don't have the status of a kerem, you only have to distance 6 tefachim away other types of produce. Now, what about an aris? Vines are supported by poles. How many vines would you need to give it the status of a vineyard? Somebody plants a row of 5 vines that are supported by a trellis next to a fence which is 10 tefachim high, or next to a ditch which is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide. You have to distance 4 amos any other type of produce, as you have to give the carrot the amount of space that is needed for the avodas hakerem to work on the carrot, which is 4 amos. As even though we have said previously that according to Beis Hillel, vines do not have the status of a vineyard unless there are at least 2 rows. But that's by regular vines. These vines, which are supported by a trellis, Beis Hillel would hold that only 1 row of vines would have the din of a carom as long as you have 5 vines. As an aris is different than a regular carom. A regular carom requires 2 rows to have the status of a vineyard, as opposed to vines that are supported by a trellis. All you need is 1 row of 5 vines.
Now,
which we said, they have to distance 4 amos away from the vines when you want to plant other produce. You measure those 4 amos from the root to the vines. Start counting those 4 amos from the root to the vines, and after you count 4 amos, you can plant other types of produce. While Beis Hillel is more stringent, Beis Hillel holds not enough to count the 4 amos from the root to the vine. You have to count the 4 amos from the fence that's next to the trellis. For example, if you planted the trellis to the east of the fence and you want to plant other types of produce to the west of the fence, you would have to distance the other types of produce 4 amos away from the fence. So it turns out that according to Beis Hillel, you're distancing the other produce farther away than you are according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, you end up distancing it more than 4 amos away from the roots of the vines, since you counted the 4 amos from the fence, not from the roots of the vine. Cohen called Iron King. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, anybody who says that is mistaken. Anybody who says that the status of an aris is different than a regular vineyard, that an aris, even though there's only one row of five vines, have the status of a carom, that's a mistake. That's not the case. That which we mentioned, Dalet Amos, in regards to an aris, we were not saying that an aris of only one row of five vines, you have to distance other types of produce from the aris. Instead, that which we mentioned, Dalet Amos, in regards to an aris, was something else, which is as follows. Elam Yesham Dalet Amos, Me'ikr Kwanim Ulegeder, Nos Noeth Avodoso Vizorea Es Hamos. The Dalet Amos was mentioned in regards to one row of an aris that was planted 4 amos away from a fence. In such a case, you're allowed to plant in between the aris and the fence, as long as you distance the other types of produce that you're planting, the avodas ha-gefen, the amount of space that's needed for the avoda of a gefen that does not have the status of a carom. The tamahi avodas ha-gefen, shishas falchem l'chol ruach, and we keep our mishlesha. How much is the avoda of an individual vine? How much space do you need to give an individual vine that you have to distance other types of produce from the vine? 6 tfachim in each direction. Rabbi Akiva says only 3 tfachim in each direction is needed to be marked from individual vines. So in this case, where you plant the aris near a fence, if it's 4 amos away from the fence, you only have to distance other types of produce 6 tfachim away from the aris, and you can plant the other types of produce in between the aris and the fence, since the aris does not have the status of a carom. According to Rabbi Akiva, you only have to distance other types of produce 3 tfachim away from the aris. But if the aris was planted within Dalet Amos of the fence, even though the aris does not have the status of a carom, since it's planted so close to the fence, you cannot plant other types of produce in between the aris and the fence, even if you want to distance the other type of produce 6 tfachim away from the aris. Similarly to what we had in the previous paragraph, Rabbi Yossi said, if you plant an individual vine in a wine press or in a crater in the ground, if the wine press or the crater is less than 4 amos, you can't plant other types of produce in the wine press or the crater, even if you want to distance other types of produce 6 tfachim away from the wine press or the crater. So too in this case, when you plant the aris within 4 amos of the fence, you cannot plant other types of produce in between the aris and the fence.